Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
There's certain things you're supposed to know when you're a girl who grows up in the South. I try to use my common sense. My
Casey Musgraves. The theme, my son has crossed over to country music. Yeah. I'm not sure I get it, but
good country music.
More power to him.
Acoustic-y, you know, it's all good.
Pageant material, this one. You certainly weren't subjected to much country from me.
No, but I've always liked this kind of music. This isn't that far from the Eagles when you're talking about guitars and everything's wonderful.
Frank Leo joins us. The manager of the Hayes Larks. They will be in the NBC World Series during Championship Week. Frank, how are you?
I'm doing good, Bob. Everything's well here in Hayes. How about you?
Hayes, America. We love it out there. Who do you play tonight?
We've got Little BJs for three games.
Oh, the BJs. Well, that's always good stuff. You've had a great season. I think 25-8. Is that correct?
Yeah, we got another win last night. So it's, let's see. Yeah, 25-8, I think is right. We got
Frank,
three to play. That's right.
Frank, please do me a favor and eliminate some stress from my life by winning this tournament this year, would you?
Oh, stress is good, Bob. Stress is good. Keep you young, man.
Tell us about your team, Frank.
Makes you hungrier every year.
There you go. Tell us about your team.
I like this ball club. It's one of the better defensive clubs I had. We've had good pitching depth. You know, good starters, good end of the game guys. And the biggest thing about this club, and like a lot of my clubs, I just love the way they play for each other, not for themselves. They've come together well from day one. It's been a very fun summer.
Frank, how does the rest of your season kind of line up? You're going to be playing in the second week of the NBC World Series, so that week that everyone else is playing, what does your team do?
Well, that is a tough thing because there's not – nobody else is playing close enough where you can get some games in. So we'll give them a few days off. It's been a grind. The summer's always a grind. And we'll intersquad a little bit. We have a little golf event going on, maybe a bowling event. We'll give them some days off just for themselves, and then we'll kind of get back together on the weekend and start preparing for the World Series.
Frank Leo with us, manager of the Hayes Larks. Since what year, Frank?
First year was 1977, off and on a little bit, and then started in 81 with a pretty good string of years. This is year number 36.
Unbelievable. How do you go, and I know you've created a culture now with the Larks. You talked about it, that your teams play for each other. And people hear that, and they go, wait a minute. They come from all over the Midwest, at least, in many cases all over the country, and they get here and they play for 8 or 9 weeks. So how do you create a culture with a summer baseball team?
Well, the guys coming in have either had teammates. Some of them have teammates that have played here. They know about our tradition and our pride in putting a good program on the field and competing and playing hard and trying to win a league title and move on to the NBC. It starts with when guys get in here, they've heard a little bit about us. When guys do get here, that's the first thing to hear from me as a team is, you're here. You're representing the Hayes Larks now. You're representing your school. You're representing your family. Take care of those things. And it seems to kind of work and come together, this bunch. And, it's not going to be 25, 26 of the guys. You're going to have some that don't totally buy in. But this year, they've bought in and they're playing the game and a lot of fun. A lot of fun watching them play. They play great defense.
Coach, you've had great pitching, obviously, at least as far back as I can remember in the NBC World Series. What is the challenge in recent seasons when high-level programs and even not-so-high-level programs, just everybody isn't sending their more frequently used pitchers out in the summer? How does that affect your recruiting and just your overall makeup of your roster?
Well, you hit the nail on the head there. That's probably the toughest recruit anymore from the beginning years when I started coaching. That trend maybe started 10 years ago. Prior to that, you know, if you recruited a weekend guy, you were going to get him unless he got hurt. It didn't matter on innings. Now they're very hesitant to send those guys out. So you really got to do due diligence in your pitch recruiting and try to feel out those freshmen, sophomores that may not get enough innings, but you kind of know something about them that, you know, I think this guy, you know, could fit. It just you really got to work hard and do your due diligence on recruiting arms.
Frank Leo with us. You've had your share of guys that have gone on and played Major League Baseball, but I think one guy stands alone at the top, and that's Albert Pujols, and we've talked to you about him before, but just tell us, going back to the time when Albert spent his season with Hayes, what was that like, and could you see, Frank, that there was something special about him?
Well, first of all, special in the regard he was a super young, I don't want to call him a kid, but a super young individual, you know, spoke broken English, but really worked hard at getting acclimated to Hayes, getting acclimated to our situation. You know, he had that going for him. You know, he didn't put himself up on any kind of pedestal. He came here to get better and work hard and prove to the Cardinals that, you know, he deserved a chance to be signed. And so that part really stood out to me, how, you know, it wasn't not only the physical part, but mentally how he handled things. Like, he was disappointed he didn't go higher in the draft. He wanted to go higher in the draft. He wanted to sign. And it didn't happen, so he came out here to prove a point. He had a very good summer for us. Very talented. You know, he was raw talent then, and the ball would jump off his bat. You'd hear a thud when he swung. And he ran bases well. He wasn't a prima donna type guy that wouldn't run balls out hard. He played the game right. And I appreciate that, and now where he's at, I appreciate it even more.
So speaking of, you know, major leaguers, Kansas Stars not returning for year three, what are your overall thoughts on that?
Well, you know, they brought a lot to the tournament. There's no doubt about that. People came out to see him. It helped the tournament out. They got a title last year, and you know, it's I want to hear things didn't work out with timing this year, and probably the main reason why they're not coming back, but you know, they brought something to the tournament, that a little flair that maybe injected the tournament to kind of get it going and give it some spice.
We're talking with Frank Leo, the manager of the Hayes Larks. This seems to be the last year for Lawrence Dumont Stadium. And as somebody who doesn't live in Wichita, you've probably spent as much time in that stadium as anyone. What kind of feelings are you going to have, Frank, coming there and playing for a week and in the final season of LD?
Well, you know, a lot of good memories in that place. You know, I'm just going to go back there and enjoy it. You know, if it's a definite that it's a done deal, you know, you go back to a situation like that and say, hey, you know, fond memories, you know, old things must go sometimes. And I know they've got issues that kind of got to fix to make that ballpark go. But a lot of great memories for me, for a lot of people, the Hayes Larks. So I'm just going to go back there and enjoy it.
What's your best memory? I hate to ask you to give me a best because you've been doing this so long and Hayes has had such a successful history in this tournament. But what's your best memory?
Oh, I think the most exciting one is when we played the future Olympic team. You know, the next year that was going to be the team that went to the Olympics. That would have been 1995. We played them in the championship game. Packed house, great atmosphere. David versus Goliath. You know, so we weren't supposed to win. We weren't supposed to be in the game because we're playing, you know, the big guy. And our guys, I don't know what, they just found a way to hang in a game with those guys. And I think we took them to the seventh inning, and it was, we were up at that time. They hit a 3-run home run and put us away. But during the course of a game like that, you don't get to appreciate, enjoy, but when you think back, it was a great moment.
Coach, if I don't mean to put any words in your mouth, it's just a straightforward question. Do you think you'd still be with the Larks if you had won one of these?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt, I'd still be here. That's You know, people ask me, you know, how come you haven't won or what's going to be like to win? And I said, you know, I just love coming out here every year and putting a team together and seeing how it's going to go and how far it's going to go. And our community really enjoys it. I mean, the atmosphere here is unreal. We draw anywhere from 500 to 1,000 people a night. It's a community thing. I don't know how to describe it. The people just have endorsed this program. It's become part of Hayes in the summertime. So that's very satisfying in itself during the course of, you know, 35, 40 ball games, you know, half of those at home, seeing people enjoying baseball, enjoying each other. That's a big part of it.
Four Jayhawk League teams will be in the NBC World Series besides Hayes, Dodge City, Liberal, and the Derby Twins. Looking forward to seeing you, Frank, and pulling for you, and love the Larks. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you, Bob. Thanks for your support every year. One of these years, I need to get you out here to kind of see this atmosphere, because it is unreal, and it's something that I hope we can keep continuing for a long time.
I went to a Hayes Larks game many years ago. You were the manager, but I was an absolute nobody at that time. So we'll make it happen again. I'll bring my wife out.
You do that.
Thanks, Frank.
Okay, Bob.
All right, that's Frank Leo, the manager of the Hayes Larks. They'll be in Wichita week after next to play in the championship round of the National Baseball Congress World Series at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. How's your Words for Me game going?
Words with friends, playing the commish over here, trying to put a word together.
That's always fun to do that right during a radio interview.
It
really helps the radio interview. And here's one of your critics. There you go. One of your biggest critics, Ryan.
Is Ryan on the phone? How about that?
What's up, Ryan?
Good to hear from you, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me today as part of the show. And my son and I were out in Hayes 2 weeks ago and saw the Larks and the Derby Twins were out there to watch a doubleheader and a single game. So we caught a couple of days of games. And you know, my son likes to go catch foul balls and whatnot. And he came up to the stands with me and he said, "Can you bring your phone and your camera, because Ron Baker's over here."
Wow.
And Ron was not in the stands. He was sitting on the left field line and was visiting with some folks and just had a white undershirt on and some gray shorts and was just more than nice enough to take a picture with my boy and sign an autograph and then just went back to, you know, watching baseball. The Hayes Larks have his younger brother as a relief pitcher on the team, and he was just in town, and I just thought, man, that's so nice to you know, just see Ron Baker in Hayes, Kansas.
That's very neat.
To piggyback on that, you know, the Wingnuts are just left town, and they had Cleburne Railroaders were in town, and they're that team that has Rafael Palmeiro.
Right.
Now, Palmeiro did not play in the four-game series, but he made himself available. And Saturday night, we got to the ballpark early, and my son asked him to play a catch, and he played catch with 23 throws.
Yeah. How about that? Your son seems to have no fear.
No. He got a beautiful ball signed, where he signed the 3,020 hits and 569 home runs. So, but he's looking forward to the NBC tournament, because my boy has a baseball collection. He's got almost 80 different branded baseballs, and so he goes with his foul balls that he's got from Wingnuts, and he'll trade all the teams. You know, he'll ask for their league ball. He doesn't ask for freebies. He'll go ahead and trade with them, and so we're trying to go over 100 different kind of balls this year.
We wish you the best of that. Nothing in specifically for Jeff today, huh?
No, just a good poking the ribs, Jeff. I'm gonna come after you, Jeff. Not today. It's Monday, okay? Enjoy it.
All right, thank you, Ryan.
Hey, rock it out, guys.
There you go. That's Ryan. Back in a moment. Hour number two, Jive Talk. You're listening to The Drive on KFA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.